This is Redu Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Political Coordination Committee to take initiative to run Parliament smoothly. Main opposition CPN-UML district conventions underway. And WHO warns deadly Omicron should not be called mild. Now, the news in detail. The High-Level Political Coordination Committee of the ruling coalition has decided to take initiative to run the parliament smoothly. The main opposition, CPN-UML, has been continuously obstructing the House of Representatives, alleging Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota of being biased and not being able to deliver impartially. A meeting chaired by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Committee Coordinator Ramchandra Paudel at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today decided to take initiative for the smooth functioning of the Parliament. Informing about the decision of the meeting, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Ganendra Karki said that the committee would take initiative to make the Parliament function smoothly as it was not appropriate to obstruct the Parliament in a way. Minister Karki also said that the role of the opposition would be such as much as the role of the government in running the parliament. The main opposition CPN-UML's district convention is underway. UML is holding district conventions in 61 districts on the same day today, except for the postponement due to inclement weather and internal preparations in 16 districts. UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurated the district conventions virtually. According to Deputy Chief of the Central Publicity Department, Vishnu Paudel, the convention has been postponed in 16 districts due to cold weather and lack of internal preparations. UML is holding district conventions and province convention after concluding the 10th General Convention of the party. UML has dispatched a circular to motivate the delegates for the unanimous leadership selection in the convention and to adopt the method of election in case of disagreement. A central committee meeting of the UML had decided to hold district conventions on January 7th and January 22nd. The central committee meeting of the CPN Mahavi Centre has been postponed till January 22nd after some staffers working in the party's central office and some party leaders contracted COVID-19. The central committee, formed after the party's recently held general convention, was going to convene on January 9th to pick 15 office bearers as per the party statute. According to the party office chief secretary Sriram Dhakal, some leaders and 5 office employees tested positive for COVID-19, following which the meeting was postponed. Party chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has also restrained meetings in wake of the party office staffers contracting the flu-like infection. The 8th General Convention concluded on January 2nd and had elected 237 members, while the Central Committee had elected Leader Dahal as the party chair unopposed. The 24th National Council meeting and annual general meeting of the Human Rights and Peace Society, HARPIS, has been scheduled to take place in Kapilvastu next month. According to Society's chairperson Govinda Khanal, the event will be organized from February 4th to 5th. It will be hosted by the HARPIS Kapilvastu chapter at Jitpur 4, and the theme of the event is Quality Health Service and Scientific Society, Rights of All. The main preparation committee has been formed under the coordination of Kapilvastu chapter president Govinda Pokharel, and several sub-panels have also been formed to facilitate the event. The National Council is the supreme policy-making body of the HARPIS. The winter session of the Karnali province has been summoned for January 12th. Province Chief Tilak Pariyar has called the winter session of the Province Assembly as per Article 183(1) of the Constitution of Nepal, following the recommendation of the Karnali Province Government. The office of the Province Chief stated that the meeting of the Province Assembly is scheduled to be held at 3 p.m. on January 12th. Before this, a special session of the Karnali Province Assembly was summoned on November 30, 2021 for the purpose to get the vote of confidence for Chief Minister Jeevan Bahadur Shahi. 3 people died in separate road accidents that occurred in Sunsari and Koilali districts last night. Two youths died after a bus hit a motorcycle coming from the opposite direction at Panipia Forest of Itahari Sub-Metropolitan City 20 in Sunsari District. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Narendra Kumar Karki, the deceased are identified as 22-year-old Abhi Rai of Songhua Sabha District and 27-year-old Santosh Rai of Moron District. Police said the two died while receiving treatment at BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan. Meanwhile, a tractor knocked a pedestrian to death at Dhanchauri of Godavari Municipality 9 in Kailali District. Police said 40-year-old Karan Bhattarai of Krishnapur Municipality in Kanchanpur District died in the incident. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the country, with chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region today. According to latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 9.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 17.8 degrees Celsius today. Currently, there is the influence of the Western Low Pressure System in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned against describing the Omicron variant as mild, saying it is killing people across the world. Recent studies suggest that the Omicron is less likely to make people seriously ill than previous COVID variants. WHO Chief Tedros A. Ghebreyesus said that the record number of people catching it has left health systems under severe pressure. On Monday, the U.S. recorded more than 1 million COVID cases in 24 hours. Omicron is highly contagious and can infect people even if they are fully vaccinated. However, vaccines are still pivotal as they help protect against a severe disease that could put you in hospital. Russian-led forces have arrived in Kazakhstan at the request of the country's authoritarian president amid a violent crackdown on anti-government protest. Officials have reported deaths of police and protesters after days of unrest sparked by a fuel price hike. A BBC journalist in the largest city, Almaty, said a video of heavy gunfire overnight on Thursday. The UN, US, UK and France have called on all sides to refrain from violence. President Kassam Jomart Takayev has blamed foreign trained terrorists for the unrest without giving evidence. The US State Department has said it is closely monitoring the deployment of Russian troops. Australia has said it is investigating the visas of other foreign tennis players after detaining Novak Djokovic in a chaotic vaccine row. The men's world number one remains in immigration detention in Melbourne and is facing deportation after his entry to the country was denied on Wednesday. He has launched an urgent court challenge to be heard on Monday, a week before the Australian Open begins. In an interview, Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews said that there was intelligence to indicate there are some individuals who have not met the entry requirements and Australia have to investigate that. However, she did not say how many players were under investigation and who they are. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political Coordination Committee to take initiative to run Parliament smoothly. Main opposition CPN-UML district conventions underway and WHO warns deadly Omicron should not be called mild. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.